Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. You know that feeling when you're surrounded by people, but still feel completely alone? Like your phone is buzzing with notifications, but you're craving genuine connection. Yeah, me too. And I'm betting you felt that way at least once. Well, buckle up because today we're diving into the fascinating science behind loneliness, a feeling that's more common than you think, and surprisingly complex. We're talking about the biological and psychological underpinnings of this universal human experience. Ever wonder why some people seem to effortlessly build connections while others struggle? Why social media, despite its promise of constant interaction, can often leave us feeling even more isolated? Today we'll explore these questions, and trust me, it's not just a bunch of feel-good fluff. We're going deep into the brain, uncovering how loneliness affects our physical and mental health, and ultimately, what we can do to combat this pervasive sense of disconnect. First things first, let's bust some myths. Loneliness isn't simply about being physically alone. It's a deeper feeling of emptiness, a lack of meaningful connection, and belonging. It's the absence of those strong, supportive relationships that give our lives purpose and meaning. Scientific studies show that loneliness can have serious consequences for our well-being. Think increased risk of heart disease, stroke, depression, even dementia. It messes with our stress hormones, weakens our immune system, and leaves us feeling constantly drained. No wonder it's so hard to shake off. But the good news is, there are things we can do about it. Here are 5 key takeaways that could revolutionize how you view loneliness. 1. Acknowledge it. The first step is recognizing that loneliness is real, and it's okay to feel it. Don't brush it off as weakness or try to pretend it's not there. Talk about it with someone you trust, write it down in a journal, or simply acknowledge the feeling without judgment. 2. Reframe your expectations. Social media often creates unrealistic portrayals of happiness and connection. Remember, what you see online is carefully curated to highlight real, not reality. Focus on building genuine relationships based on shared interests, values, and experiences. 3. Practice mindfulness. Imprisoned in the moment can help combat feelings of isolation. Engage your senses, savor small pleasures, and focus on connecting with people around you in a meaningful way. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and really listen when someone is talking to you. 4. Cultivate empathy. Try to understand others' perspectives and experiences. Volunteering, engaging in acts of kindness, or simply listening attentively to someone's story can foster a sense of connection and belonging. 5. Seek professional help. If loneliness persists despite your best efforts, don't hesitate to reach out for professional help. A therapist can provide guidance, support, and tools to navigate these complex emotions and build healthier relationships. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young professional who's new to the city. She works long hours, attends networking events, but still feels profoundly alone. Her phone is filled with contacts, yet she lacks meaningful connections. She scrolls through social media, bombarded by images of seemingly perfect lives, which only exacerbates her feelings of isolation. This is Sarah's reality, and it's a story many of us can relate to. But there's hope for Sarah, and for all of us struggling with loneliness. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. By understanding the science behind loneliness, acknowledging its impact on our lives, and taking proactive steps to combat it, we can reclaim our sense of connection and build a more fulfilling life. So, what's your first step? I encourage you to share your thoughts and experiences with us in the comments below. And remember, even small actions can make a big difference in cultivating meaningful connections. Keep stoic, keep striving, and never stop reaching out. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.